Damien Cook from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Mate, looking sharp, looking good. How are you feeling?
Thanks, mate. Yeah, no, feeling good. I've had a good pre-season after a good break after the Origin series, and we've got a trial next week, and we'll see where we're at, but you know, excited for the season to start.
Everybody's flying at this time of year. That's what we hear from all the clubs. Everybody's flying, PBs, everyone's going well. Pick out one player from the Bunnies who you actually think is truly flying and he's set for a big year.
Yeah, Keon Kulamatangi. I reckon he played in the middle off the bench a lot for us last year, done a great job. He's played a lot of back row and trained at back row a lot this pre-season. I think he's just gone on another level. He's starting to realise how good he can be, and he deserves to be playing NRL week in, week out. And I think he's just in for a big year this year. He's been training really well and probably our best trainer over the whole summer.
Now, what can I call him? Because Tino, I just call Tino because his surname, I'll stuff it up. What can I call
Keon.
Keon. I just call him Key. Special K.
Yeah. A special K. Special K. We could start something there.
Because I can't say that.
Kulamatangi.
Kulamatangi.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe okay.
Kulamatangi.
Now, aside from the Bunnies, which team's biggest threats to the comp this year?
Oh, look, I think Penrith are definitely going to be up there for sure. They're going to be very hungry after that loss in the grand final last year. I think Raiders with Josh Hodgson coming back will go to another level as well. So and hopefully us are in the mix there as well. So probably three teams have all been in prelims and grand finals in the last couple of years, and we haven't won the big one. So I'd like to think we're the most hungriest teams out there at the moment.
Now, Cookie, have you had a COVID test before?
Yes.
Right, so you know it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
Makes you feel a bit like that.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a verbal COVID test. I'm going to ask you some difficult questions, all right? So just bear with me. Do you take it personally that you blokes haven't played well enough to make Wayne Bennett dance in the change rooms?
We have made him dance in the change rooms.
You have?
Yeah, maybe I've been in Brisbane after we beat Broncos his first time.
Did he dance in the change rooms? It wasn't quite Queensland
He's, I don't know, he thinks different when he has that Queensland shirt on.
All right, okay.
I didn't even speak to him for the whole month that we were in camp, so it was a great month.
The talent you guys had at the Bunnies before this season was immense. You've added Jai Arrow.
Yeah.
You've got now the experience of Benji. What will be your excuse if you don't win the comp?
Oh, we don't have any excuses anymore. I think we've been to three prelims. We know we've got a good side to win the comp. Jai's going to be great for us. He's a bit of a grub, which I like, and probably what we miss a little bit in our team. So Sam's gone now. So it'd be good to have Jai there. And then Benji as well. So, mate, he's still got the ball skills as well. So hopefully that'll keep Renault and Cody on their toes to play good footy and push us over the line.
Did Angus Crichton call you to get permission to grow his goatee?
No, he didn't, but he obviously sent me a photo of it, and I was very proud of it. It's outstanding.
It's horrible.
It's outstanding.
It's horrible.
And he's got the full hair to go with it as well, I think.
Angus Crichton used to be a reasonably attractive man, but what he's doing to his whole setup,
that has lifted him up
a level.
It
has not.
This does.
Well, for you, it's that's your brand.
What? Yeah, I know.
Well, let's talk sexy right now, because the NRL roasted the 100 sexiest players in the NRL.
They did, yes.
And very you actually know where you finished.
I just checked it before, because you asked me to. 46. 46 is where
46.
I ended up. Renault's 41.
Renault was 41?
Yeah, you know, good personality.
Yeah, well.
And it's not all obviously about six-pack anymore. Look at Renault. Cody's 81.
But there was a notable absentee.
Yes, there was. Regan Campbell-Gillard will back me up here that we're very happy to hear that Paul Vaughan did not even make the cut of the top 100.
Not even in the top 100, Vaughan. 100 players in the NRL are sexier than you.
That's enough. Yeah.
This is awkward. This is going to be really awkward.
And he's
awkward.
Someone who really prides
himself.
He does rate himself very highly.
Yep.
Someone who cares about his looks. He's getting his hair cut weekly. Mm. I know that for a fact. Mm. He's always got product in his hair before games.
Likes to have shirt off too.
Loves his shirt off.
Yeah.
I've actually heard rumours of him getting around Shell Harbour in just walking down the main street in his budgie smugglers at the moment. Too much.
Vaughnie, it's okay. It's all right. Well, you'll get there, mate. Just be your off-season. You know, we'll get there. Hey, are you hoping that Cam Smith retires so you can claim to be the game's best hooker?
I think I missed the jump. I think Cam Smith's still hanging around. Next thing you know, Harry Grant's coming through. So I'll just, it is what it is. I'll just keep doing my thing.
Fair enough. Now, I'm just going to go to my notes because I know I had one more for Cookie. Oh, yes. Does Cam Munster haunt your dreams?
Yeah, always. I did a podcast not long ago with Denon Kemp and ended up talking pretty much about Munster the whole time about how good he is. And he's really ruined me in some big games that we've had. I think he's one of the best players in our game at the moment. But some of those games, we're talking, you know, prelims where he's tore us apart, and Queensland he played outstanding for. So
he kicked you in the nuts when he scored that try.
He did. Yeah. He kicked me in the nuts and didn't even check to see if I was all right. So, yeah, good bloke.
Are you all right?
I wasn't for a long part of that game. Normally, you know, you get a bit of a flick there and, you know, 5 minutes goes away. But
yeah,
it was very, very painful for a long time. But, big target, I guess.
Oh, give me straight. Damien Cook, best luck for the season, mate.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.